Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 7th, Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version. We are moving along in Deuteronomy. I was just having to pray to the Lord that He would give me joy in Deuteronomy, because I feel a little bit like my feet are sludging through some mud, but that's not the right sentiment. I can't believe I just told y'all that. This passage is especially hard because it's talking about a woman's virginity and having to prove that she's a virgin, and then if she lies about virginity, they bring her and stone her to death. It just seems very difficult to read. Anyway, I'm going to read it for you, and maybe we can have some conversation via email or text. If a man takes a wife and after sleeping with her dislikes her and slanders her and gives her a bad name, saying, "I married this woman, but when I approached her, I did not find proof of her virginity," then the young woman's father and mother shall bring to the town elders at the gate proof that she was a virgin. Her father will say to the elders, "I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. Now he has slandered her and said, 'I did not find your daughter to be a virgin, but here is the proof of my daughter's virginity.' Then her parents shall display the cloth before the elders of the town, and the elders shall take the man and punish him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young woman's father, because this man has given an Israelite virgin a bad name. She shall continue to be his wife. He must not divorce her as long as he lives. If, however, the charge is true and no proof of the young woman's virginity can be found, she shall be brought to the door of her father's house, and there the men of her town shall stone her to death. She has done an outrageous thing in Israel by being promiscuous while still in her father's house. You must purge the evil from among you. If a man is found sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. You must purge the evil from Israel. If a man happens to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. The young woman, because she was in a town and did not scream for help, and the man, because he violated another man's wife. You must purge the evil from among you. But if out in the country a man happens to meet a young woman pledged to be married and rapes her, only the man who has done this shall die. Do nothing to the woman. She has committed no sin deserving death. This case is like that of someone who attacks and murders a neighbor. For the man found the young woman out in the country, and though the betrothed woman screamed, there was no one to rescue her. If a man happens to meet a virgin who is not pledged to be married and rapes her, and they are discovered, he shall pay her father 50 shekels of silver. He must marry the young woman, for he has violated her. He can never divorce her as long as he lives. A man is not to marry his father's wife. He must not dishonor his father's bed." As I was reading through these regulations, I couldn't help but think back to Genesis and all the different ways in which the people of God had transgressed these laws. I think about Judah and Tamar. Do you remember that story where Judah's sons were not treating Tamar in the correct way, and then Tamar tricks Judah into lying with her, but she goes as a prostitute and he takes her and she becomes pregnant, and then Judah wants to stone her because she is not supposed to be having sexual relations. She's supposed to be a widow in his home. And remember the story where Tamar says, okay, well, it's the man who owns, and she had gotten some things from him, I think his cord maybe and his staff. It's the man who owns these things that is the father of the child, or it becomes children. It's the twins. And anyway, it just reminds me that while these laws are here, God redeems. Even in the midst of those awful stories, Jesus is from the line of Judah, and Tamar is mentioned in his genealogy, I think in Matthew. And so I give thanks to the Lord that his grace is abundant. And I'm also grateful that there are provision for women. It seems kind of harsh that a woman will be stoned if she is found to have not had sexual purity before getting married. But there is also the flip side of that is that women are being protected. A man can't just discard a woman in Israel if he doesn't like her. He has to continue in marriage with her. Okay, that's the best I can do with Deuteronomy chapter 22. And the Lord, we pray, will do his work through his word. Psalm 72. Let's move over to Psalm 72. This is of Solomon. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people, and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Our final reading for today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 13, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, Stand Firm. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. It is God who brings us hope, and we hope for God's work and strengthening in our world. And it is that hope that shapes what we live for. And so today, Lord, we pray that we would find our strength and our hope in you. I pray for my brothers and sisters that as we worship you, that you would remind us of your Spirit's work. We pray, Lord, for those in our midst who are afflicted and in need. We pray for your healing touch. We pray that their minds would be released from the evil one. We pray, Lord, for reconciliation. And we pray, Lord, for redemption. Thank you, Lord, for Mount Brook Baptist and all the churches that are represented as we read God's word together. We love you and pray this in Christ's name. Amen.